whole great mountain. Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
I want to touch your face, so I can leave your If only you can know his ways. If only you can touch his grace. So that you can live the days of heaven on earth. Lord, we want to see it tonight. We're not here for fear. Lord, we want to see. We want to encounter you. Help us to know your ways. Help us to touch your grace.
Looking at birthing your destiny, and tonight we want to look at how to get into the birth position. Amen. Last Sunday we looked at your maker is the way maker. Hallelujah. Let me prophesy to your neighbor that God will make way for you where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 54. We begin from there tonight. Get into the birth position. Isaiah chapter 54. Beginning from verse 1. Amen. Can I hear myself more on the stage here, please? Yes. Isaiah 54 and verse 1. It says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, cry aloud, that thou didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth in the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, sing, O barren. And that looks ridiculous. Sing, O barren. The barren is still expecting, doesn't have a baby yet. Probably has been expecting for many years. But the scripture begins to tell us that there is an attitude that you must have while it has not yet happened. Hello, somebody. Because in the natural, what seems to be in the vogue is that once it happens, then you rejoice, isn't it? When you give birth, then you do a naming ceremony. When you have a testimony, then you come and share it, and then you do thanksgiving. But the scripture tells us with a twist this evening that before it happens, you can go ahead and give the thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Because then that positions you in a place of faith. Because as you begin to thank God for that which is yet to happen, then your faith is energized and is expressed. Because somewhere in your spirit, in your mind, you are trusting and believing that God will do it. Is somebody with me tonight? So it says, sing, O barren. And, you know, somebody will expect it to say, sing, O mothers. But it says, sing, O barren. When it has not yet happened, when it has not yet manifested, hello, somebody, the dance you would like to dance on your wedding day, he said, dance it right now. Don't wait till that day. Hello, somebody. Before the husband shows up, go ahead and dance that dance. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth. Come on, say break forth. Into singing. That doesn't look like a docile exercise, something you do gently. When it says break forth, it's saying with all your energy and strength, go ahead and rejoice. For more, come on, say for more. That's the reason he's asking you to rejoice. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Then in verse 2, it goes ahead to say, look, enlarge the place of thy tent. Get ready for increase. Get ready for some expansion. Hallelujah. Get ready for promotions. And then in verse 3, it says, because you are going to break forth on the right hand. Somebody is not here. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And then look at the next statement. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. You see, it's saying here that you should dance. And then something will happen to your seed. Hello, somebody. That your dance and your rejoicing will not end with you. It will extend to your seed. Is somebody here with me? There's a way you can dance and your grandchild is dancing with you. Oh, somebody's not here. So when the devil says, hey, you are not going to get married, you won't find a husband, you just laugh. Like, he that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. You just laugh because already your grandchildren are dancing. Your seed shall inherit. That's why he's telling the barren woman to sing and rejoice. Because I'm seeing beyond the barrenness, the nothingness. I'm seeing what is coming up in the future. Hallelujah. Oh, pastor, I don't have a job. Go ahead and dance and rejoice. Because God sees all the companies you are going to be the CEO of. Hello, somebody. Your seed. You do something and then something responds in your seed. It's powerful. Let's see another scripture here. Number one thing I would like to establish is that God is keeping records of your seed. Let me tell your neighbor, God is keeping records of your seed. Hebrews chapter 7. We'll read 1 to 10 very quickly. Hebrews chapter 7 verses. Verse 1 says, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils." Verse 5. "And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better." Verse 8. "And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth." Verse 9. "As I may say also, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him." See, Melchizedek was a type of Jesus, because the Bible says had no father, had no mother, had no descent, no beginning, no ending. So it's talking about Jesus. So the Bible says Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek. And then the Bible tells us in Hebrews, in verse 9, where we read, that Levi, who was yet in the loins of his father, paid tithes in Abraham. How can somebody in your loins, it's like Minister Sylvester comes and pays tithes. I say, "Pastor, this is my tithe," and then I pray for him, and then he goes. And then God looks at him and said, "His seed also paid tithe." Is somebody with me? Levi paid tithe, and yet at this point in time, Abraham had no descent in that sense. So God looked into the future of Abraham, looked into the inner entrance of Abraham, and said, "You are not the only one doing this. You are doing that alongside with your seed." And when God began to talk about this and mention this, you begin to see that God is keeping records of your seed. You see, your unborn promises, God knows about them. Is somebody here with me? The promises of God's word that he has given you, that God says, "My son, you will be this, you will be that," and you wrote it somewhere in your diary, and you think the diary is somewhere gathering dust and is forgotten. No, God is keeping records, and God knows about that seed, and one day that seed will come forth into manifestation. There's something powerful about this seed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your dreams cannot die. Hello, somebody. As you do things, as you dance and rejoice before God when it has not yet happened, your seed joins in that dancing and thanksgiving, and God notices in heaven. Hello, somebody. That's why God was speaking. I said, "I can't bring you to the place of birth and not cause to bring forth. There's no way I will hear the sound of your seed." Hello. Is somebody with me? Don't bother, I'll pick it. There's no way you will hear the sound of the seed, or you sow your seed and God will not hear that sound. God knows about it. God responds to it. Is somebody with me? Come on, say, the seed is powerful. Let me hear it again. And that's number two. Your seed is powerful. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, it says, "Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed." and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God gave Sarah a promise, and that promise becomes like a seed on her inside. Hello, somebody. And the question is, the womb of Sarah was long gone, dead. The Bible talks about the deadness of Sarah's womb. It's a kind of womb that you medically conclude this can no longer accommodate any seed. The fetus, or the what do you call the thing that holds the fetus now? The uterus is no longer capable of holding the baby. Baby cannot survive in that environment again. But let me show you how powerful this seed is. The moment Sarah judged God faithful, she received the seed of the word on her inside. And the moment the seed hit the womb, it caused the womb to come alive. It wasn't the womb carrying the seed. It was the seed managing the womb. Oh, somebody's not here. Is somebody with me? It was the seed. So when God gives you a word and you receive that word, even though the situation is dead, the moment the seed lights with that situation, the situation comes alive. Is somebody with me? When Jesus was hung on the cross and he was going to die, the Bible makes us to understand from the book of Psalms that Jesus trusted God that he is able to raise him back from the dead. It was with faith that he went to the grave that God is able to raise him. And because Jesus is the seed of God, hello somebody, that seed connected to God from the pit of hell. And the Bible says the arm of God has brought us salvation, meaning that God literally stretched forth his arm from heavens. Hello. The Bible says God created the stars, the sun, and the fingers with his fingers. When it talks about the healing power of God, it talks about the finger of the Lord. But then the Bible talks about the hand of the Lord coming upon Elijah and then outrun the chariots of Ahab. But when it comes to salvation, it says his arm has brought us salvation. That arm literally reached out into hell and pulled Jesus Christ up. And no devil could stop him. Hello, somebody. That power did not only raise him, the power caused him to be levitated, resurrected, and ascended before the people. And in the heavens, that's where you have a concentration of demonic elements. Hello, somebody. The devil, his demons, the principalities, the powers, the wicked spirits in heavenly places. And Jesus passed through all of them and nobody could do nothing. Hello, somebody. And that power got him to heaven. And the Bible said that power seated him at the right hand of God. Glory to God. Before you venture into that business, where is the seed? Oh, pastor, the reason I've not started my business so many years is because I have no capital. You don't have seed. When the seed hit the business, capital will show forth. All you need is the seed. Hello, somebody. Where is the word you are standing on? Where is it? Show me. Glory to God. Said, I've exalted my word even above my name. Are you here with me? God's word is powerful. He upholdeth all things by the word of his power. The earth is suspended upon the word. Science couldn't see anything. It says it's just in space. It's in space, but it's actually the word holding it. Let there be light! And there was light. Glory to God. When he said, let there be light, you think that's the sun? No, it's not the sunlight. Because later he said, and he made the sun and the moon. Hello, somebody want to rule in the day, want to rule in the night. So when he said, let there be light, what was he talking about? He's talking about the word. Glory to God. And if God wants to finish the earth, it won't take him more than 1 second. He will just withdraw, let there be light. He will withdraw it, and that's the end. When he says, let there be light, because the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, and the word is alive, what happens that everything is still being sustained is like this. When it says, let there be light, literal Hebrew says, light be. Okay? So it's like, let there be light, 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 let there be light. And nobody could do anything about it. So the moment God places a pause on let there be light, it's over. Are you with me? You are alive and you are here. And you think it's your prayers. Yeah. Maybe partly. But when you were in your mother's womb, how much prayer were you praying? How much speaking in tongues did you do? How much fasting did you do? It was the word that kept you. Glory to God. Kenneth Hagin said, when Jesus Christ appeared to him, Jesus Christ told him that many times the devil attempted to kill you in your mother's womb because of my call upon your life. He said, but I did not allow him. Come on. When Kenneth Hagin was born, he was born like a premature. And the doctors told the mother, this boy will not make it. That is, he won't make it. They will use a syringe, something small to put water into his mouth. I mean, it was so tiny. They will use to put water in his mouth, and when the water touches his mouth, his whole skin will turn purple. It was so tiny and hopeless. But Jesus Christ said, I protected you. You won't die. God's word is powerful. And how did Jesus protect him? Is Jesus following his mother about? No, you just need to leave a word there with him. Glory to God. Now some of us wonder, how is God protecting everybody? Everybody, over 7 billion people, and people are praying at the same time. How many of you saw Bruce Almighty? All of you are born again here. Don't watch films. You saw Bruce Almighty when he acted God for him for some time. He nearly died. When people started raising prayers, he started answering their prayers on the computer. See, God answers, listens to all our prayers all across the world, the Asians, the whites, the black, the green, the yellow, the purple, everywhere, without having to wipe his brow. Power of the word. Hallelujah. I want to get married next year. Where's the word you're standing on? Literally speaking, while I was preparing for my wedding, I had to stand on the word because there was nothing else to stand on. You know, sometimes when you have a bank account to stand on, then you can stand a little. Hello, somebody will like that 15 million naira for your wedding. Oh, then you stand on your bank account. Or you have some rich parents, then you stand on the riches of your parents. Or you have an uncle in the UK that said, don't worry, all your wedding expenses I'll take. Then you stand upon that. But what if you have none of that? And God says, my son, get married next year. Ah, and you say, God, let's leave it like 4 years time. No, next year. So you go back to stand upon his word. For the Lord God will help me. I will not be confounded. Now that I've set my face to get married this year, I know I will not be ashamed. Did fear come? Oh, yes. How did I respond to fear? For the Lord God will help me. When the devil come and say, this guy, you see, you are finished. For the Lord God will help me. And then I will sit down and meditate on that scripture. For the Lord God. If the Lord God helps me. Hello, somebody. Some of us don't even know how to meditate again. You take the word that God has given you and you sit down with it and think on it. 2-3 hours, one verse, you are thinking on it, rolling it to your mouth and your heart. Until it becomes a part of your being that the devil has no choice. He knows you have the victory. The word for wisdom in Hebrews is chokmah. And that word means to pound in knowledge. So God gives you a word. How does it become wisdom? Knowledge is accumulation of facts. Understanding is arrangement of facts. But wisdom is the application. How does it get to the point where you apply it and becomes real in real life? You pound that word, that verse, into your system. You pound it in. Then it becomes wisdom. Hallelujah. When we wanted to start this church, we needed a lot of things to kick off. For day by day, they came unto David to help him until he became a great host, like the host of God. Hallelujah. Something greater than me must pass through my womb. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 1, Rachel said, "Give me a child lest I die." In verse 22, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. God will open your womb in Jesus' name. The womb of career, the womb of business, the womb of your future. God will open your womb. But you see, Rachel got to a point of desperation. I need a breakthrough. I need a promotion. I need an idea from you, Lord. I need something that will change this world. I need how my ministry will impact this world. I need something radical. I need something different. The next thing, God hearkened. God remember. God will remember you. I said God will remember you in the name of Jesus. Number three, are you thirsty to produce the promise of God? That's the scripture we just read. Are you thirsty? Rachel said, "Give me a child lest I die." He must be thirsty. Number four, your seed will protect you. Come on, say your seed will protect you. Sometimes you don't need to pray against the spirit of death. You only need to have a seed. Hello, somebody. You know, the scripture says, for nothing can be done against the word. You can't kill the word. You can't murder the word. You can't kidnap the word. You can't poison the word. Recession can't affect the world. Is somebody with me? Nothing can be done against the world, but for the world. Your seed will protect you. How come the devil had an idea that it was Mary that would give birth to Jesus, and yet he couldn't touch Mary, couldn't kill him? Why? The seed Mary carried was protecting her. It wasn't the womb of Mary holding Jesus. It was Jesus holding Mary. Is somebody with me? The word that God has given you will literally protect your life, multiply before you. So my question for you is, whatever you are doing, whatever you are laying your hands upon to do, where is the scripture? Where is the seed of the word? Isaiah chapter 66. Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith the Lord. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Saith thy God. God's Word translation says, do I bring a mother to the moment of birth and not let her deliver? Asks the Lord. Do I cause a mother to deliver and then make her unable to have children? So you might have delivered and just have a testimony. He said, but will that mean that I will stop? No, you won't stop. You'll have more. Come on, say more. In verse 9 of contemporary English version, it is the Lord who makes birth possible, and he will see that Zion has many more. Come on, say many more. The Lord has what? It's not on the slide. The Lord has spoken. Come on, say the Lord has spoken. So what do you do? Back to Isaiah chapter 54. Sing. Rejoice. Because you know it's up. If I tell you that I have a brand new car for you, that is parked somewhere in Bodija, this is the key. And then you look at the key. The key alone tells you that it's real. Isn't it? You start doing what? You start rejoicing. Also, when they want to present cars to people, they don't drive the car onto the stage inside. They put the key in an envelope. Say, this is for you. Then you open it, you see the key. The moment you see the key, nobody needs to tell you that it's a car key. You just jump up and rejoice. Your seat, the word, is the key that God has given you. So he said, go ahead and rejoice. Because if you have the key, you have the car. If you have the word, you have the promise already. Hello, somebody. That's how it works. It is now your attitude in the place of rejoicing that hastens the birth of that seed. I see a glorious future ahead of you. I see a beautiful destiny awaiting you. I see God taking you to that place that he has promised you. Nothing is going to stop you. That which God has said about your life will be realized. Salabadu shakarabadi amakakitusia. The greatness, the flashes of greatness that you see, God cannot reconcile with your present time. And maybe this is thing is not real. You know what is real? God is showing you glimpses of where he's taking you. Embrace those glimpses and those flashes of greatness and rejoice. The word of God will not be your life. Every promise, every word that has gone ahead of your life, they will be realized. He said in his word, he said, my word will no longer be prolonged. That is to say, that which I've spoken, you will see the manifestation thereof. For we are in the days when there shall be manifestation of his word, said the Spirit of God, and you will see the reality of the seed that you carry on your inside. Bradigebo siha. Lepakatadosi pohandeha. Hebrotozi saprakadedosi abalakataba. Elebo salabadiga de boshiha. The greatness over your life, the greatness over your destiny, nothing will stop it. Demonic dreams can stop it. Diabolical powers can stop it. Because the word of the Lord never falls to the ground. His word over your life will not fail. Ever since the beginning of the foundation of the world, not once has his word failed. It will not fail over your life. You will see the travail of your heart. Unless you are not travailing. or if you are traveling, if you are crying from your heart to the Lord that you are not just living a careless life, but a heart cry of destiny, a heart cry of greatness, a heart cry of entry to your destiny, you will see the travail of your heart. Stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost. Ilebosa. Come on, lift your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray. Lift up your voice.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at KHC Event Center, Joker Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.